Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to Monsters Radio. Wet, wet Wednesdays, where we play only the sexy music. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Get in. So go ahead, kick back, relax a little bit. I'm hoping y'all can feel us tonight. Yeah. So we're going to play some music to help y'all shake your ass. Then we're gonna play some more music to help you shake your ass. So go ahead, get you some Moscato, a lover, roll one, and put it in the bus. Monsters Radio, Wet, Wet Wednesday. Ooh, wee.
Yeah, so that's what it did. Welcome to another edition of Monsters Radio, our live show. Tonight is a special night. I'm just saying, I know I sound a little funny to y'all. Matter of fact, let me go ahead and take this little bullshit off. So I can talk to y'all normal. I'm pretty sure y'all can hear me a lot better now. It is, but hey, it's my birthday. I'm not even going to get into that. It's Wet, Wet Wednesday. You know what it is. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. So, hey, let me go over here and check in with the lady of the hour. What's good, Miss Stallion?
Hey, what up, what up, what up? Ah, birthday boy. Happy birthday to you.
Uh-oh. Keep going. I'm over here twerking. Oh, shit. No, you got to stop. I done blew my back back out.
Dang, I did it again.
That's what it does.
My bad.
I mean, how you feeling today on this wet, wet Wednesday?
Oh, I'm feeling wet on this wet, wet Wednesday.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. It's always good to be in the mood when you go somewhere. Get it.
Right.
Hello.
That's what Monster Show does to you. You know, it puts you in the mood and shit. You know, I haven't even really heard you play. You haven't even played no, you ain't got it dirty with him yet. You know what I'm saying? But once he gets dirty with y'all, then you don't understand what I say. When I think about it, I get wet. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wait. That's what we call our splash mix around here. You dig? So, hey, check it out, y'all. The best way to listen to the music portion of the show is listen to it on your speakerphone. Another great way to listen is with a partner, butt naked in the front room with the windows open.
Right.
But outside of that, then when we open up the lines, if you want to talk, definitely take us off a speakerphone and talk to us normal on the line. Big shout out to everybody that's calling in now. Big shout out to the people that's listening online. Tell the people where to hook up with us at if they want to become our friend, where they can send invites.
Oh, definitely. You know, you can reach us on monstrousradio.com. Go to show links, click on one of us, one of these sexy faces, and it's going to take you straight to where you want to go. You can go to our Facebook, my Facebook, Stallion Baltimore, and it'll take you to who?
MonstersRadio.com.
But that's it. You know what I'm saying? Or, hey, what it is? You want to talk to us? 424-243-96. Damn. 424-243-96. That was a monster. You know what I'm saying? That was a writer's block there just for a motherfucking second. Y'all have to excuse me. That was not a. That's what the birthday boy tends to do with me. He have stumbling on my words and shit. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to say it like this, and we're going to get into some music. Well, at least you got through yours, and you got it right. Because sometimes
right.
I be having it so sexy around here. The motherfuckers be like, it's 424-243-6949. I'd be like, is there no 69 in our number? I know what the fuck you want. You dig? Let's
right
listen to some of this wet, wet music. Hey, where it's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. I'm E Monster. And what's your name, lady?
Oh, I'm Stallion Baltimore.
Ooh, wee. And it's about to get sexy. Wet, wet Wednesday starts right about
now.
I don't need nothing from her. She don't need nothing from me, no. I got a hook like a drug. She just want more of this love. She know I'm the dealer. Hit boy killer. She know I'm the dealer. can't get enough of this drug. She know I'm the dealer, hit boy killer. Yeah, yeah. She know I'm the dealer, hit boy killer. She just wants some more of this love. Sex game got her floating. Bell Biv DeVoe, I got that poison. She know I'm the plug. She just wants some more and be thug. Yeah. I'm a favorite rap singer. Leaking like a faucet, how I leave her. If I slap it, you know it's over. One more hit, she in a coma. Yeah, yeah. She know what I'm slanging. Run up, green light like I'm banging. I keep it 100 and she know I ain't playing no more.
If you with it, that don't make you
a hoe. R.I.P. to the friend zone. When I go deep in the end zone, I don't need nothing from her. She don't need nothing from me, no. I got a hook like a drug. She just want more of this love. She know I'm the dealer, hit boy killer. She know I'm the dealer, hit boy killer. She can't get enough of this drug. She know I'm the dealer, hit boy killer. Yeah, yeah. She know I'm the dealer,
hit boy killer.
She just wants some more of this love.
Yo, I stack my money to the top floor. The new Chanel bag, let a cop for it. But she gets nutter if she act up. 52 girls in the coupe, tell them lap up. I'm grown, I don't do blind dates. My girl say you thirsty, better hydrate. Some niggas put pussy on a pedestal. Went on 10 days, still ain't hit it, bro. Couldn't be my life. I leave the pussy looking like it got sideswiped. But I know she fucking for a check. Thomas Edison on my neck. That's a light show, no nitro. But it's 4th of July, wanna pipe, yo. Cause all my girls independent. I'm the dealer, I give her that minute.
I don't need nothing from her. She don't need nothing from me, no. I got a hook like a drug. She just want more of this love. She know I'm the dealer, hit boy killer. She know I'm the dealer, hit boy killer. She can't get enough of this drug. She know I'm the dealer, hit boy killer. Yeah, she know I'm the dealer, hit boy killer. She just wants some more of this love. I'll be your 911 bedroom emergency. Fly through them and get the job done. Head for the aura. I'll be your 911 bedroom emergency. Fly through them and get the job done. Head for the aura. She know I'm the dealer,
wet, wet Wednesday. Wet, wet Wednesday. E-Monster. Yeah, y'all, Baltimore. It's my birthday. It's my birthday. So, hey, we're going to get sexy around here. I'm going to slow it down in just a minute, style, y'all. I know you're waiting for that shaka-shaka music so you can get your little shaka-shaka. You did? But, hey, it's my birthday, so we're going to groove it up just a little bit. But after this, I'm going to slow it down just a little bit for you, mama. Is that cool?
That's what's up.
Okay, I'm glad you agree, because it's my day, nigga. I would have hung up on your ass, and I got a quarter for the ball.
It's flying, baby.
What you black or Italian, you mix with some. Would you ratchet or booze, you ain't in the sun. We can take the top down, go get in the slum. We can ride out, go and see the city sun. Got you covered like insurance, ain't no hit and run. Left coast, with my left stroke. Death blow, tongue all down. I'ma hit her with my best stroke, I'ma hit her with my best strokes. Best stroke, I'ma hit her with my best stroke. Best stroke, man, I hit her with the best strokes. Best stroke, she like it, she love it, she wants some more of it. I like it.
Them slim jeans. When you want your boat ride, I'm the one you call. Dive in, do a somersault. Last lay of the day, and I'm coming to you. I said, come on, show you come on, come true. Introduce you to the best stroke and best smoke. West stroke, tongue all down your throat.
My best stroke, I'ma hit her with my best stroke. Best stroke, I'ma hit her with my best stroke. Best stroke, and I hit her with the best stroke. Best stroke, she like it, she love it. She wants some more. I like it, I love it, I want some more.
I'ma give it to you, baby.
With the best stroke, best stroke. She like it, she love it, she wants some more. I love it, I want some more of it.
You know, it's Bella Fonte, baby. You know, you got a good team. You just need a new coach. You need a new stroke. You did last man had the wax stroke. I'm hit you with the backstroke. Yeah, Bella Fonte.
I want some more of it. I want some more of it. Stroke it for me. Long as you stroke it for me. I'ma stroke it for you. I'ma stroke it for you.
Just shake it up. And the way you lick your lips and do them little things to get me off. All I wanna do is get you off. Say you wanna be my girlfriend. Baby, you done paid the cost. Ooh, ooh, ooh. That's all you're gonna hear when the lights go off. Love is how you do it. And I don't think there's another girl in the world for me.
Love it when you wind on me. When you put it right on me. All the things that you make, all the sounds you create. You put a little, when you put a little bit of confidence. That's when I lose control. When you put a little confidence. Start squeezing and you won't let go. When you put a little confidence. Keep telling me how much you love me. When you put a little confidence. When you put a little bit of confidence.
The only one that I wanna give it to in every way. I wanna please ya, not tease ya like this. You say you like it when I squeeze a little bit. Well, you ain't felt nothing yet. I hear this beat in my head. Watch me move my hips to it. Left to right, right to left. I'ma have you out of breath when I put a little oomph in it. When I put a little oomph in it, oh, oh. Back and forth, on my love. You won't want more when I put a little oomph in it.
When I put a little bump in it, oh, 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 oh. Love it when you wind on me. When you put it right on me. All the things that you make, all the sounds you create. When you put a little, when you put a little bit of bump in it. That's when I lose control. When you put a little bump in it. Start squeezing and you won't let go. When you put a little bump in it. Keep telling me how much you love me. When you put a little bump in it. When you put a little bit of bump in it.
Well, I'm saying that. Oh, you got my mic open?
You motherfucker, I'm over here singing. It is what it is. Wet Wednesday. I'm DJ Emont, and I got the oh-so stallion-tastic, the oh-so fabulous Miss Sugar Sugar. The whole goddamn tap, the whole, see, I'm trying to do too much. Herself, Stallion Baltimore. Wet Wednesday. Also, Emont's birthday party. It is what it is. Right. We're making it happen around here. Hit us up. We got some people over here, but they just want to listen. It's all good, though. You still appreciate it. You dig? I still show enough appreciate you. You dig? So that's what it do. So I guess we can go into what we talking about tonight. You dig? Break it up. We'll break it up as we get through it so we get some people that want to actually talk to us. Hopefully Miss Stallion Baltimore won't get served her divorce papers from her common marriage today.
Where's Jay Dirty? Damn it.
I don't know. He usually be here.
Jay Dirty. No.
I even see Jay Dirty on the radio today. Look, you must have did something. He's talking about, I'm done with rapping. I'm about to be a producer. Look, it is what it is. We gonna talk to Jay Dirty when he get here. So what is we talking about from the ladies' point of view on a wet Wednesday this week on Monster Radio Live?
I think what we need to talk about is somebody asked a question on Facebook today, and the question was, how can I make my husband more comfortable with my vibrator?
Oh. Okay.
Wow.
That's a hell of a question.
Wow, yes. Right. It was two of them. That's one of them. And the other one, so y'all know what we're going to talk. So y'all, you can pick one. The other one was, how can I get my husband to choose me over masturbation? So what I want to know from the fellas is, what'll make you, is masturbation something that you feel that you have to do, or is it something that, you know, some guys say, no, I don't do that. I've never done that. I want the truth. Mm-hmm. I want to know, does it and how many times a day do they do it? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
What about me?
Let's see. Okay, we're going to go Howard Stern on this one. and disclaimer, I do wash my hands. People ain't going to be wanting to shake my hands no more. As a young man, I used to never do it.
Right.
But,
okay.
To me, for a man to be masturbating, if you have a man and he's masturbating, is you not giving him no pussy? I mean, what is it? I mean, I don't understand. If there's some punani right there
and a bottle of cold lotion, I got to rub 500 times to get heated up. And that motherfucker hot and ready to go. Why would I just go in the other room and, you know what I mean, and play Tango Town with the lady? Cuddle and spoon, get it, do whatever, whatever. I'm just saying. Only
maybe
time
it's
I could
a lady
see a man masturbating. I don't know. Only time I could see a man masturbating is when he ain't getting none. If you're getting some, especially on the regular, why would you masturbate? What's the need for it? I mean, unless you're just a nympho and you like, fuck it, I'm finna go in the lunch on my lunch break and knock this off right quick, and you can't wait to get home. You dig?
I dig. I believe, from a woman's point of view, as far as masturbation goes, it's just a natural thing for me. I mean, I don't know. I could just done had some, and after that, I want to get that nut. Why would you lay it next to me? So you better take care of your business if you don't want me to get one without you. I'm just saying. Right, then she ain't going to act right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's what it is. So.
Right. So, I don't know. Maybe her man just got out of prison or something. I don't know. Maybe he's just used to the hand routine. I don't know. Maybe he got the kung fu grip. I don't know. Shake his palms. But, you know, I mean, that's the only time I can see it. Yeah, that's the only time I can see it. Honestly, I think women that actually masturbate, I think they enjoy sex better.
Yeah,
I do. I honestly do. You dig? They know how to get what they want. They know how to get it done. You dig? All they really need you to do is lay there and let them do what they do. In reality. You dig? That's all you need to do. Now, a woman that's scared to touch herself, she probably be like, turn off the lights. Don't light a candle. You know what I'm talking about? She don't want to see herself. She's all instant secure. You dig? But you got that woman that touch herself, used to be like, no, nigga, leave the light on. I'm trying to get into this.
Okay,
if you don't do right, I'm going to rub myself out. It is what it is. You dig? But I just think that women that actually do, you know what I mean, pleasure themselves, I think they have better sex. I think it's better having sex with them.
You are right. You have studied women there, guy. All right now.
Just a little bit.
Up.
Shit, I'm old enough. Shit.
Oh, that's right.
I mean,
what are you, 80 today? Like, what's that yuck mouth to the name?
See, we finna get to some more music. We finna play one song. We finna come back. I'm going to have a conversation with Miss Stallion Baltimore. Call me 80. Shit. She's trying to make me do a collab with Too Short. Y'all heard the show last night. It's a big wet Wednesday.
Get out of there.
Stallion Baltimore.
Get you down. I'm on my way. DJ Khaled. Roll your mind.
We the best music.
Music. And now you say you dream about doing it anywhere. Oh, yeah, just tell me where it's on your mind. On your
another
mind.
Another one.
Yeah. Stay in my way to see the sky.
Let them cowards when they hit me. Give me.
know it. And I don't hurt any one of y'all for the real one, and you know it. And I hold it down, starting from the bed, and it up on the floor. And I lift that ass up off the ground. I'ma put you on my shoulders, let me give you what's in store. Girl, you deserve it. All the time you've been surfing away from the realest nigga in here. I'ma take you away.
Now, you said there was options. Now, we already ran off of one option, you dig?
Right.
Now, what was the other option about this vibrator?
How do you get your significant other? How does a woman get a man to accept that she uses a vibrator? Some men don't accept that. Do you know that? Some men don't like that. They don't even want it in the house.
I can see it.
Get out the house.
I could see it. You did. I mean, that's fucked up. that's why he's talking about you in the song. well, when you come out the closet with a dildo that hook up to a motherfucking lawnmower blower, I might be a little bit intimidated. You dig? I'm just saying. I guess from a guy's point of view, and then you know, what you let me know. What ladies may think that the problem could be, and I can tell you what it is from a man's point of view.
I mean, my thing is why in the hell do you even have one? I mean, I don't like them myself. I just
okay.
I don't even understand the whole format. If I get one, it's gonna have to be probably one of them really 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 expensive ones. They get warm and they do all type of shit.
Mm-hmm.
But since I'm not spending my duckies on that. So, right. I can't, that's a question that I can't even think of how to answer, because I'm trying to figure out why, if you got him there, what do you need it for? If he's not enough, then.
Right.
What I'm saying, I don't think a man, a man, that's how a man feels. A man pretty much feels like, well, babe, I'm here, so why would you even need that, you know? He's not going to use it on you. Well, some men will. Some men freaky like that.
Mm-hmm.
Are you freaky like that?
Right. I can be. Depends on how much liquor I had. I think you're right, a guy might think that, especially if you're talking about you got to get you an expensive one, you're talking about you want one, there's all kinds of special shit with the Star Wars effect, you in the motherfucking house, come up and yeah, he might be a little intimidated. I probably would be too. I'm just saying. But that's kind of where the guy's at with it, natural guys, because, there's different levels of men. I'm going to keep it 100. Ladies, y'all take notes. There's different levels of men. There's some men that are very, I don't know what you want to call, old-fashioned. I call them religious lovers. You dig? They make love like they following a religion or something.
Right.
And then there's, the in-between, and then there's the full-blown freak. You dig?
Exciting.
That just want to chase your ass up the wall. You understand me? So there's different levels to men. Now, the lowest level, which I call, the religion-type dude, you dig? He's real conservative. He ain't really trying to turn you around too much. He might turn you over every now and then, But he not finna do that shit where he hang half off the bed, you dig? I'm just saying, he not finna do all that. No. Now, he might get upset. He gonna be like, I'm here. What do you need that for? You dig? The middle dude, you dig? I don't think he gonna be intimidated. He gonna look at it real curious. He gonna think about it, though. He gonna be like, okay, how big is that motherfucker? Because some of y'all be out ridiculous. Y'all be ridiculous with y'all vibrators. I'm going to keep it real. You dig? I did an event. Somebody had a pleasure party before us. Man, I pulled this motherfucker out. It was in the DJ booth. I didn't see it. I went to go grab me some music. I'm like, what is this gushy thing in my hand? I pull it out. This motherfucker is damn near 6 feet long. You dig? Big as my forearm. I'm like, what you going to do with this? I'm not going in after that. No. Get it?
Stop.
But then there's that full-blown freak who's going to, and I think a lot of times when women do ask men, to join in with the vibrator, one, they might think the dude's into it. Two, they've used it, and they like that tingle. They just like that tingle. So technically, player, you should be happy. She's trying to incorporate you into the move. Because like you said, she really don't need you right now.
Right.
She's trying to put you on game. She don't need you now.
Down in there, play your video game right now.
Yeah, don't get in your emotions and get into your video game. She don't need you right now. So she's trying to put you up on game. Yeah, now that full-blown freak is going to be like, oh, okay, that's what you want. Well, let me see what happens if I do this. Oh, Star Wars effect. All that shit, chase your ass up the wall and then dig you down. You dig? At the same motherfucking time. You dig? Work two of them motherfuckers. Put the vibrator on top, rub that motherfucking clickety click, and hit the motherfucking split. You dig? And make that shit work. Chase her ass around the room. Hang off the bed. Throw her ass off the ceiling fan. My bag, baby. I know you got caught. Let me get a ladder and get you down.
It is a monster's world today. Monster's right here. Monster's right here. Monster's going too hard today.
Don't come in here on don't come in here on no wet Wednesday all soft. You better stiffen up. We're going to go to the line and see what we got and see if they want to talk about what we talking about on Wet Wednesday. We'll hip you to what we talking about. All you got to do is ask. So, hey, let's check it out. This number looks familiar. 715
309. You heard that thing in your motherfucking ear. Wet, wet Wednesday. Who you got on the line? You going to talk with us? Hello.
Wet. This Black G, man.
Can I do to stop my husband from masturbating? I'm like, well, damn. Like my boy said, damn, you must not be giving a pussy or something. So do you masturbate, Black G?
I'm keeping the motherfucker running all the way. Hell yeah, I'll tell that motherfucker.
Oh, shit. You don't know yourself, you don't know nobody.
Okay.
A man gonna masturbate if you're a motherfucking man. If that cooler rule ain't putting out like it's supposed to, shit.
I just see you in the penitentiary,
goddammit. Hell yeah, I told that motherfucker up.
Explain what the question is, and I'll bring you right back on. So make sure you hold on a second when I get done saying that.
Would you feel uncomfortable if your girl had a vibrator? Would you be willing to use it with her? Would you get mad if she used it right after sex? Would you get mad if she used it before sex? Would you get mad if the motherfuckers was just in the house, just period? I'm listening.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this. I done had a situation like that before, goddammit. The whole thing I advise her to do is to keep that motherfucker away from me. I control that motherfucker for real. If she want to use that motherfucking vibrator, put that motherfucker in my hand. Let me work that motherfucker.
Right on.
Real man, let me work that zombie. Hey, I ain't going to get mad at her because sometimes you need to switch it up a little bit, you know, to keep shit exciting. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Straight up.
Right.
I'm a motherfucking angry, goddamn. I'm a freak.
I told you, Stallion, there's different levels of men. Some men to chase your ass up the wall. Some men to get upset.
Tell me, what's that for? I don't know what the pineapples. Pineapples, put that away. Ooh, no.
Like, mother, well, I guess.
Nah, fuck that. Bring them pineapples, goddammit. I see a motherfucker on Facebook the other day being talking about using the grapefruit on the nigga.
Wow.
It is, motherfucker. She cut a hole in the grapefruit and wrapped it around her motherfucking deal, though. Yeah, the dude was using a grapefruit. I said, damn, I'm going to have to ask my girl to do that. Shit, she can get up vitamin C and vitamin D at the same damn time.
That was out the meal.
Hey, she's no catch a cold, goddammit. She had so much vitamin C in her motherfucking ass.
Oh, shit. Well, all right, hold on. Stick with it, Black D. I'm going to catch some of these other callers so they get mad and hang up on us. Because, man,
have a birthday, nigga. Have a birthday, nigga.
Thanks, bro. Thanks. That's what it do. For Black D, but he keep it 10,000, though. You dig?
Right on.
But also, you know, we don't know. What like I say, we don't know what size dildo she done pulled out on whoever her man was. You dig? I'm not saying he may not been that big, but he must not have been bigger than a dildo. Some ladies, that might help you. If your man is only, we gonna say 6, you might want to come home with a dildo that's a 3. He might participate.
Right.
Work it up to a 4, 5, 6. You dig? Just don't come home with an 11 on him because, yeah, he ain't going. I'm just saying. Let's go over here and check with, let's see, we got Cali Girl and Jay Dirty. Let's go with Cali Girl first. She's another lady, and then we're going to get with Jay Dirty.
Oh, you fine.
What's up, Cali Girl?
What's good? I called in, hush, thank you. I called in wish
That's
my favorite, sexy, handsome, always had a crush on, and anybody can run with it. I don't give a fuck, but I had to call and wish you a happy birthday.
Oh, that's what it do. Imagine
and I haven't forgot
me,
what you want.
Okay, that's what it do. I'm over here rubbing my nipples. You came in and got all bossy and shit, you dig? Put the dildo away. You wanted to talk to me like that with a dildo. So, hey, we're going to break it down and tell you what we're talking about. Go ahead, Stallion, because we got a two-part question tonight, and we want to know, you dig, from another lady's standpoint. You dig? We always hear from the shooka shooka. Herself. Well, let's hear from that Cali Girl.
Do you know? Did you hear the questions at all, Cali?
You know she. She don't know.
Well, when do Cali listen to questions?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
She could
okay.
be on the whole motherfucking show and still don't know.
First question was how do you wait a minute, how do you make damn what was the question. Oh, okay. I know. How do you... forget y'all. I've been drinking too much water.
I don't think it's more. I think it's more in that water.
Don't great you just...
yeah, we're going to pray for you.
How do you make your man... Because it's a female now, so I got to kind of switch it around. And you know what I'm saying? It's different when I'm asking the guy. How
you want
you
me to
stop...
ask?
No. How do you stop your guy from masturbating?
Okay, go in there and suck his dick. That's exactly what he wants. He wouldn't have to masturbate. Wake him up sucking his dick, go into bed sucking his dick, wake up in the middle of the night sucking his dick, and he won't need to masturbate.
Look out, boom!
Damn.
Hi, y'all! And good answer.
Oops,
you have.
There it is.
Please give her check
right.
for $5,000.
You get $200. Please pass go. You did. I can't disagree with that shit.
I can't even get
wisdom. That's it on the note. How you feel about a Stallion?
I would agree. I agree totally and completely and fully. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
damn do I agree. I agree. In
right,
the morning,
right.
At night, before you go to bed. Hold on, baby. Where you going? Just 1 minute. Wait a minute. You going where? Oh, hold on. When I come walk through the door on the couch, standing by the sink, what is it? I got you, boo. I got you. But see, then with a man masturbating turns me on. So, you know what I'm saying? I want to see you do it. I'm going to sit over here and watch you do that. And then
Hold on. We're going to get that in just a hot second. Damn, we only got 15 minutes. We need a new sponsor to make these shows longer. Saying, hell the fuck hello. hit us up, monstersradio@gmail.com, so we can go 2-3 hours in this bitch. Hit us up. Let us know. We got special packages. But hold on. Let me check in with Jay Dirty. You dig? And we're going to come back to that thing that you talking about, right? Did we hit her with both the questions?
No,
it
you don't
matter.
Hit
her
with
she killed it with that one. All right, we're going to come back to you, Cali, because you took the, yeah, you took the show with that one. Let's check
Cali
in with Jay
does.
Dirty, see how he feel about what we talking about. What's up, Jay Dirty?
What's there in the main?
There he goes. There he goes.
You know us, clowning around, acting fool on the radio. You dig like they paying us for this shit. You know how we know.
Yeah,
don't
yeah,
judge us,
hey,
straight
boy. I got
so, all right, did you hear what we talking about? Did you hear both the scenarios of what we talking about?
Nah, not really, man. Not really. Let me be honest. Not really.
Okay.
See, now
here we go.
Yeah,
there we go. Jay Dirty, what would stop you from, what would stop you from masturbating? If you had a girl, would you masturbate around her? Or is it something for you to masturbate? Would you not be getting something? Or is it just something that you do on a regular basis?
Man, look here, man. I don't know. Look, I'm going to go ahead and just damn break this down to you, baby, because like I be telling y'all, I'm not like all these other dudes that y'all be talking to, motherfucker. I don't have no bonds with these bitches, so look here. I don't masturbate all the damn time, but look here. I got a lot of trust issues, so if I ain't fucking with no pussy for a while, I'm going to go in there and beat my shit down. I'm going to be happy about it, and I'm going to go to fucking sleep. Yeah, but if I do got something with me, what the fuck I'm going to sit there and play with my damn self for? I got another extra pair of hands in the room. Fuck, I need to do it for. I'm lazy. Yeah.
Hello.
Fuck, I got another extra pair in the room. Fuck, I look like touching my own shit for.
Hello.
Right. See? Told you.
A lot of dudes be scared to admit that damn shit, but I'll tell you quick. I beat my shit down quick. I ain't had none in a few months. Shit, let me find out. Gotta release the pressure. That shit ain't helping, man. Yeah.
Real talk. Hey, some real shit. An OG said one time, he said, there wouldn't be as many killings in these motherfucking streets if niggas would learn to beat their meat. A lot of cats didn't know what he said by that. And I'm going to tell y'all who said it. Y'all going to be like, damn, he said that? Yes, he really said it. Because that's what a lot of BS problems be over. Men trying to fight over the same women, trying to. Right, be mad, be angry, all uptight and shit. And the man who said that was the great Tupac. That's right, the great Tupac said that shit. And that's real shit. Think about it, man. Yeah,
hold on, let's say that again.
Fighting over the same women.
Say it again. What did Tupac?
What did he say?
Give it to him one more time.
What? Oh, if niggas would learn to beat their meat more?
Yeah.
Wouldn't be so much drama in the street. That wasn't exact words. I said it right the first time, but you know what I'm saying. But yeah, that was funny. You said that shit.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Though, Emo. That's the code that I live by, brother. I will not go to jail, nor will I risk my life for any piece of pussy. I don't care if it's from the queen herself. I'm not doing it. And if you come with all
right.
the damn extra baggages, bitch, you got, if I'm fucking with you and you got all these goddamn Thursday dudes you've been fucking with hitting me up trying to get to me, bitch, you kicked out. I can't even play with that shit because I'm finna go to jail for homicide. I'm not playing like that. It's too real out there.
Right.
I'll go in my goddamn room, bitch. I'll put on some damn Marvin Gaye, get the lotion out. I'm having a good damn time with my motherfucking stuff. I can't even play with you. at all, man. No. I mean, but I mean, shit, ain't nothing. But like I say, though, bro, don't misunderstand it, though. Hey, I love you some women. Uh-huh. I love them, but y'all motherfuckers will be on some other shit some damn time. So I probably had to learn how to take care of the damn stuff first. That's all I'm fucking saying. I learned how to take care of myself first. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm a man out there.
Right.
I play like that. Fuck them little boys, man. Let they dick get hard and they die behind it. I ain't doing it. I beat my shit first. Damn it.
Right. So, all right, Callie. Oh, wait, I got to ask Callie. No, we're going to let Jay Dirty finish up. Go ahead, Callie, or Stallion, my bag. Let them know the second part of the discussion.
The second part is, would you be offended if your girl had a vibrator?
For what? That shit can't compete with the real thing. My shit warm.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that. Damn, my shit got body heat, baby. My shit got body heat. You ain't got a goddamn rub on my shit for 30 damn minutes to get the bitch hot. My shit come like this, body heat, man. Come on, dog. The veins be coming out of this shit. Come on now, bro. That little thing you got ain't got the veins coming out of this shit. Don't look muscular, baby. No, my shit real. That little damn plastic shit you got, damn it, that's cool for when I ain't the fuck home or when I don't feel like fucking with you. That's cool to use that, you know what I mean? Because I ain't always going to be there. If I gotta go make some damn money, bitch, you better pull it out and do something because I ain't got time to fuck with you. But if I'm in the goddamn room with you, you better don't pull that motherfucker out because I'm going to sit there and put it dead in your mouth and then I'm going to slide it down your damn chest slow and I'm going to go off in that cave with it and I'm going to go hunting. Yeah.
Oh, it's a visualization. I just had a vision. A J-Dirty moment in my brain, man, I'm telling you.
That's what I do.
And usually tell you
that's what I've been trying to tell people.
Wednesday,
bro, that's what I've been trying to tell people, though, bro. Man, look here. I love pussy to death, man. It's just stressful to me because I can't enjoy it like I want to, though, because I got too many issues in my head. I can't trust motherfuckers. So I got all these damn skills, and I barely get to showcase my goddamn skills, man. It's depressing, man. It really fucking is, bro.
Right,
oh,
right. Well, what about you, Callie? I want to get to this other part that Stallion talking about, the actual, yeah, y'all heard what she said. What about you, Callie girl? What about you and the whole vibrator?
I need new batteries.
Have you ever?
What the hell are you talking about?
Need new batteries. Have you ever pulled one out and your man got offended?
Nope, I didn't need to.
Did you incorporate it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever try to incorporate it at the same time?
No, before. I didn't have time.
Shit,
I had me against the wall too much.
Oh, shit. Yeah, damn. Okay, that's what it is. That's what it is. Okay. Well, I do have a remedy for some ladies out there, you know what I mean, with me being the OG of the gang. You dig? I see a lot of shit. I'm just saying, I see a lot of shit. I've seen some shit. Some of y'all be like, damn, that's some shit. You dig? But one thing that will help some of you ladies, now you can get you a dildo made custom. I know some of y'all is like, what? No, I didn't say custard, mama. I said custom. Like you can get it made like your man's penis. You can get the
okay,
little
I want
kit,
one.
Send yours. The mold, right? And it will be just like your man's penis. So if you pull it out, he may not be upset. I'm still telling you, mama, you might want to shrink that motherfucker a little bit so he'll feel better. It is, I'm just saying, you can even trick him like, damn, baby, you grew some. It is what it is. But that's a little trick
no.
that can help some of you ladies.
Well, can we
I'm
customize yours?
For the right fee, fuck yeah. Holla at me. Hello.
Oh, you's a hoe, man. Come on, that's a whole thing now. You must. I can't even let you go down like that, Pippin. Come on, brother. No, you can't.
You
can,
for me,
no.
We can. Yes,
oh,
I want one for me.
Don't let him do it.
Damn
to you,
right.
Brother. Don't let him do it to you. Don't let him talk you into this.
Callie gets what Callie
no.
wants, and Callie's gonna get one.
Look at her, man.
No,
don't do it, man.
No, hoeing is only when the hips are attached. You dig?
I get okay, I see. You're right. You're
if I'm
right.
Okay,
I guess they're a little over the
plan. I'm telling
okay.
the dildo, that's a businessman move.
You're right. I'm going to fall back. You're right.
Now, let's go on to this other thing you were saying.
Uh-huh.
You were saying you kind of enjoy what?
I enjoy watching a man masturbate.
Mm-hmm.
That,
okay.
that
What is it about it?
I don't know, just the fact that he's enjoying himself, especially if he's sexy. If he's sexy to me, and it's something about that, the way he faced the facial expression. Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Look, she having a snapback moment.
I almost damn said something, brother, but I'm going to keep my mouth shut. I about said something.
What shit?
Oh, y'all better be glad I got self-control out this bit for real, because I'd have done made y'all feel stupid, man.
Uh-oh.
Do not hold our tongues on Wednesday.
So, I mean, what is it about when he does it? I mean, does he got to have a Hulk grip or his motherfucking forearms be part of his real slow.
Yo, that's what I be doing, son. Bro, I be trying to kill myself.
You dig? I mean, what is it? What actual motion is it that, you know, gives you your moment?
I can't really tell you that. It's the whole aspect of it, just to watch him do it. And like I said, if I'm so attracted to you in the first place, when I'm very attracted to you, then to see you do that is such a fucking turn on. I might just come on myself just sitting there. But it's just especially
like
when I think what it is because it may be a power control thing for me, because it's like I tell you to do it. This is what I want you to do, and I want you to do that for me. And then when you do it for me, it's like, damn, that shit turns me on because you just did that for me, and it feels good to you. So that means that while you're doing that, you're thinking about me. You're not thinking about anything else. Me, because I'm the one that asked you to do that. I'm the one that turned you on.
What's can I tell you something, no, baby? Check this out, right? Check this out, right? I'm going to tell you this, baby. You ain't been with no real motherfucker yet. The only way a real motherfucker finna pull that shit out of damn pocket is if he finna paint your face. We don't play like that, son. We're not gonna sit in the goddamn room with no damn woman in the room and sit there and beat up. No, not unless we finna paint your face. You better come on down to earth and deal with reality, baby. It's real out here, yeah?
Wait a minute. I'm gonna tell you what's real. Age is real. When you get up and age dirty, sex becomes a whole nother game. You understand what I'm saying? Sex
in
is a mental
thing.
Good
way or a bad way?
You know what I'm saying? In a good way. It's a mental thing. The way you enjoy sex, it's so many things out there that will turn you on, and as you grow, you will see. As you have an open mind, you will see. You know what I'm saying?
I enjoy it, though. I just enjoy it sometimes. I don't be wanting it all the time. I got shit to do. I'm a busy man sometimes. You know what I mean? I don't really... You know, I don't want to be in a damn room with a female for 3-4 goddamn hours all damn night. I want to be on the block somewhere. I want to ride to the liquor store, get my drink. It's cool every damn now and then, but that ain't my main priority. That shit always going to be here. I can get that whenever, man.
Right. I think what she's saying is she going to give it to him. She just want to see him do a little show for her first. Because let's keep it real, Dirty.
Hey,
I was keep it real. There's always that time you was with that chick, you dig? And y'all be kissing,
right.
You dig? You know it's about to go down. You be like, come on, mama.
I don't
show
kiss
it to
females
me.
On the mouth.
Do a,
oh,
yeah, my bad. My bad.
I don't kiss bitches on the mouth. Nope, I learned that. Nope. Never.
Do we got another caller online? Hey, Dirty.
I'm telling you, get me off of here, man. I ain't shit. Get me off, bro. I swear I'm going to fuck these people up, man, for real.
I'm divorcing your ass today. Today you
it's
are
all good, baby.
Divorced.
Hey, just don't send me no damn papers in the mail because you ain't getting here. My shit. Believe that. I ain't got nothing anyway. Just, hey. we had the prenup, baby. It was good. That's what that shit was there for.
Sign this and just don't touch my bottle.
Man, y'all stupid, man. Y'all stupid, man. Can't fuck with y'all.
But all right, we at the end of the show. So we're going to go ahead and start out with the shout outs. We always do the guests first. So, hey, we'll start out with the lady guest. Cali Girl. Oh, I know she's going to cut me. She still be wanting me to call her the co-host or her big head ass. It is what it is. We'll be nice today on my birthday because she came in here with some little sexy shit. Co-host Cali Girl, I should say ex-co-host Cali Girl, you got to shout out.
Good Lord, child. Hello? She wasn't even here. Ain't that a bitch?
What? Well, you heard my conversation with my son or something?
Nope.
Thank God, because you might have prosecuted yourself. Child abuse.
No, he's going to call me. No, he's going to call me. No, look, he calls me. I get home from work at 4:45. He said, what's for dinner? I said, I'm cooking. I'm boiling the chicken now because he wants rice and chicken taquitos. He's going to call me right now talking about is dinner done. I'm like, no. And he's like, make sure you put salt on the chicken because it was dry last time. I'm like, and your point is you put your damn salt on it.
You in there cooking chicken that tastes like wood. I told you you don't use no seasoning.
Man.
You got to shout out, Callie.
Man.
Yes. Here. Shout out to everybody. Love everybody. Be safe. Have fun. E, have a very special birthday. I haven't forgot what you wanted. I will hook you up with that tomorrow. And be safe and no drinking and driving, please.
All right. That's what it do. All right, what you got for us, Jay Dirty?
Nothing. I'm finna finish this cup, and I'm gonna go in here and eat me some beefaronis, and I'm probably gonna go to sleep for real. I gotta work tomorrow and make that money, man. Happy
That's
birthday, though, brother. I heard it was your birthday. Happy birthday to you, brother. Yeah,
Thanks, bro. So appreciate
right
it.
Up.
So appreciate it.
Right
what you got for us, lady at the house? Sugar, sugar. Tell y'all about
You know me, I like to shout out to everybody so I don't miss no motherfucking body. I like to say happy birthday to the motherfucking number one monstrous boss in this bitch. If I didn't have shit to do, I would have jumped on the plane to bring my ass to party with you. To never know, I might walk in the dough and you'd be like, what the fuck?
You got about 2 seats for that ass. You got about 2 seats for that ass on the airlines. They ain't playing with you.
We need 1 seat for you, ma'am, and 1 for your boutique. That's what it do. I know I'm going to get in trouble. We had so much fun tonight. I forgot to promote that I'm going to be at the Hat Trick tonight. Hey, if you're in the Twin Cities, come out, hang out with me, have a drink. Let's kick it. Hey, y'all seen how we're sick. I need to get out, have some fun. Come out, have some fun with me. I got a DJ so I can actually interact with y'all. I'm going to have my camera. I'm going to try to shoot a little bit of video, take some pictures. Come out and get a hot, a professional quality picture. Emos, I'm going to hook you up, put it on my page, and you can have it for free. I'm just saying, for free.
Hey, just be
fuck
careful.
And you DJ and, you DJ and take pictures? Boy, I'm telling you. Y'all, that's an all-in-one motherfucker right there.
Straight
I
on.
DJ.
Just be careful out there.
I DJ, I host, I take pictures, I'm the sound man, I'm the doorman, and I strip at 11:30 in the back. Fuck with your boy. It is.
On that note,
is.
I'm out of here. I'm out of here.
Right?
On
that
note.
That was too much for his ass.
Well, you know I'm an OG to this game, right? And I don't seen a lot of women in my lifetime. But I'ma tell you, youngin', sometimes you come across that one. Drop the scene. I'ma tell you about the fly chick that's on my team. Yeah, dog, she was thick but lean. She make me wanna stop playing with y'all and coach your team. Now she's that scene when it came to dreams. And we gon' just live kicked up, you best believe. Now she's that fly chick that's on my sleeve. So she gon' just tap through life like Ben Vereen. Now she was 5'6" with some devilish hips. The one you seen in the whip when I'm mobbing dip. Yeah, y'all said this girl's a gift. And when it came to flexing the whip, she take it like it's a trip. Now don't slip, things get spilled like this when you're messing with the E-Monster's baddest chick. Yeah, that's my chick, player every stretch. And if I catch you in your whip, homie, I'm busting it. Holla. Yeah, my little busted, baby.
now when we go.
This is your girl Amora, and you are rocking with E Monster on Monsterous Radio.
True Beyond.